Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emerson Dickman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emerson Dickman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Fox reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabor moves to third. Peacock moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Tabor scores. Peacock moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball towards right. Collins settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Collins. Cronin moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cronin moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Fox steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Peacock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fox. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Suter. Peacock moves to second. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lum Harris now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Brancato applying the tag. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 4 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. D. Miles pinch hits for Lum Harris. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.